said, "I hope that gives you some consolation." Consolation for what? Tanner was fingering Ryvich's head now, tracing it as one might trace the texture of an antique globe. "You arrived too late to kill me. I could make amends." "Very good, but what use would it be? You could crush this body of mine, and I'd thank you for it with my dying breath. Everything that I am, everything that I ever knew or felt, is preserved for eternity." Tanner stepped back. His tone was businesslike now. "The scan was successful." "Entirely. I'm running, even as we speak, somewhere in Refuge's vast distributed architecture of processors. Backup copies of me have already been transmitted to 5 other habitats even I can't name. You could detonate a nuclear weapon in Refuge, and it wouldn't make a blind bit of difference." It was obvious now that the version of Ryvich I had spoken to only an hour earlier had been the scanned copy. The two were playing a game together, co-conspirators. Ryvich was right. Nothing that Tanner could do now would have any meaning. And maybe that did not matter to Tanner, since, in drawing me here, he'd already achieved his primary aim. "You'd die," Tanner said. "You expect me to believe that doesn't matter to you?" "I don't know what you believe. Frankly, Tanner, it's of no real interest to me either way." "Who are you?" Amelia said, incomprehension flooding her face. I realized that, even until now, he'd maintained her trust, concealing the true nature of his mission. "Why are you talking about killing?" "Because it's what we do," I said. "We've both lied to you. The difference is I never had any plans to kill you." Tanner reached for her, but he was not quite fast enough, too keen to linger around Ryvich. Amelia padded across the floor's chevrons, bewilderment on her face. "Please tell me what's going on." "No time," I said. "You just have to trust us. I lied to you and I'm sorry, but I wasn't myself when I did it." Chantrell said, "You'd better believe him. He risked his life to come here, and it was mainly to save you." "She's telling the truth," Zebra said. I looked into Tanner's eyes. He was still stationed behind Ryvich's chair. The three servitors stood inert, as if oblivious to all that was happening around them. "There's just one of you, Tanner," I said. "I think your number's finally up." I turned to the others. "We can take him, if you let me lead. I've got his memories. I'll anticipate every move he makes." Quinnenbach and Zebra flanked me, Chantrell slightly to my rear, while Amelia retreated further behind us. "Be careful," I whispered. "He might have smuggled a weapon into Refuge, even if we didn't." I took 2 steps closer to Ryvich's throne. Something moved under the quilt. His other hand, unseen until now, emerged from darkness, clutching a tiny, jeweled gun. He leveled it with impressive speed, all frailty gone in the instant of aiming, and squeezed off 3 shots. The projectile slammed past me, leaving silver smears on my retina. Quinnenbach, Zebra, and Chantrell dropped to the floor. "Remove them," Ryvich croaked. The servitors came to life, all 3 of them gliding silently past me like ghosts, before kneeling down to pick up the bodies. They carried them away from the light, like spirits returning to the dark of a forest, laden with trophies. "You piece of shit," I said. "They'll live," Ryvich said, returning his hand beneath the quilt. "They're just tranquilized." "Why?"
"I was wondering the same thing myself," Tanner said.
"They spoilt the symmetry. Now it's just the 2 of you, don't you see? The perfect conclusion to your hunt."